There's a new reason for public servants to say yes, minister, in Queensland, for fear of inciting physical violence. The state's former emergency services minister, Pat Purcell, has now admitted that he did hit two of his public servants, a charge he'd previously flatly denied. After 7 months declaring his innocence, Mr. Purcell has made a public apology to the men. He'll now avoid a court trial and enter mediation with the pair. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
The Queensland government's record of politicians in trouble has gone from bad to worse. After maintaining his innocence for 7 months, former Minister Pat Purcell has admitted he struck two staff members.
I accept my actions have caused a considerable degree of distress and harm to both men and their families. This was never intended. I regret this and unreservedly apologise to both men.
Pat Purcell was the Emergency Services Minister when he assaulted his agency's director, Eddie Bennett, and a Deputy Director of Energy Management, Stephen Young, after a Cabinet meeting last July. In a public statement outside State Parliament, Pat Purcell today described it as unprovoked and wrong. But at the time, the 60-year-old former building union boss said he might have given them a verbal bollocking.
Comments made by me in the media shortly after the incident, if construed as a suggestion that I did not strike the men, were incorrect. In no way did I ever intend to infer anything other than that both officers had always acted appropriately in discharge of their public duties. I accept my actions have caused a considerable degree of distress and harm to both men and their families. This was never intended.
Pat Purcell entered a not guilty plea to two counts of common assault in October. Those charges have been dropped in the Brisbane Magistrates Court today, and the three men have agreed to mediation. The Queensland government has had difficulty keeping its politicians and former politicians in line in recent years. One former minister was jailed last year after threatening then-Premier Peter Beattie. Another former minister is currently fighting corruption charges. The transport minister was caught speeding. The controversy was compounded by his driver initially taking the rap. So when Anna Bligh took over as Premier in October, she promised to lay down the law about ministerial standards. But today, she says, Pat Purcell will remain the member for Bulimba.
Mr. Purcell is a member of Parliament by virtue of the fact that he was elected by the people of his electorate. The people of Bulimba will have an opportunity to pass judgment on Mr. Purcell at a future date.
Anna Bligh says she doesn't condone lying but won't take any further action. The opposition leader, Lawrence Springbrook, says it's unacceptable.
Well, obviously, under Anna Bligh's standards, people who hit people and don't tell the truth about it are acceptable. And frankly, that's not a standard which I accept.
However, the political analyst Dr. Paul Reynolds from the University of Queensland sees no need for Pat Purcell to resign.
He's paid for this by being dismissed from the ministry or resigning from the ministry, so he's not going anywhere politically in career terms. He joins the backbench and he'll stay there as part of the chorus line. If he had lied to Parliament about this, then that would be quite a serious matter.
You say it would be a different matter if he lied to Parliament. What about the fact that he publicly commented that he might have given them a verbal bollocking and didn't say anything about the striking?
It matters in a moral sense, but the question is, what's the political fallout of this, if any? I mean, he hasn't been charged with corruption, with malfeasance, misusing public office, or anything like of that nature, which is a much more serious thing.
Dr. Paul Reynolds from the University of Queensland, ending that report from Annie Guest in Brisbane.